about the different scenarios of the Kriya Sudos. So we mentioned if a person will use Passover Kissin in a similar way to people use bread, i.e. he'll eat it together with other foods and thereby create a meal for himself, and he intends to make it, that's the amount that he eats, even though he's personally eating as a snack, but since that's what people will normally consider as a meal, so he's eating, again, the amount of Passover Bekissin that people will normally eat when they're eating bread with other foods, and he's eating other foods as well, and he's creating, and that creates a meal, that's the equivalent of a meal for the average person. So again, he would also have to wash and to bench. There's one more scenario which the Mishnah Berurah brings, is a case where a person intends it specifically to be a meal, and he eats a smaller amount of bread than a person would, if you're making a meal out of bread alone, and all he eats is bread. I'm sorry, all he eats is Passover Bekissin. But he intends it to eat as a meal, and he eats the amount of Passover Bekissin equivalent to the amount that a person would eat bread together with other foods. So, for example, let's say a person, to understand the case, he's having tuna and he eats it with bread. He'll have maybe have two slices of bread and have a tuna sandwich, maybe have four slices, have two sandwiches, and that's the amount a person would eat of bread together with tuna. Now I'm eating crackers, so eat crackers with tuna, that amount of bread, that amount of tuna, so that, again, that's going to be a meal. Let's say I eat that amount of crackers and not the tuna, but I'm eating it as a meal. So Mishnah Berurah says, in that case, you wash and you bench. He's mitzarev. In that case, the argument of the Rabban. The Rabban says, we look at each individual person's kviya suda, and since he's eating it as a meal. So even we don't pass on like the Rabban, we pass on like the Rush. You look at what's general, but in this scenario, where he is eating an amount which people do look at as the way you eat bread. Because if a person would have a meal with tuna, he would eat that amount of bread. So he's eating it the amount of people which the people eat as bread, number one. And number two, he's eating it as a meal. So then he's mitzar of the argument of the Rabban, and it says you have to wash and to bench in that situation. So those are the scenarios that create a suda. One or two other points. When you measure the volume, so what do you include in the volume? Do you include the air spaces? That's clear in the Mishnah, is that the small air spaces, which the normal bread has a certain amount of sponginess to it, is included in the measurement of volume. Large gaps, you have something, you'll have like a big hole in the middle of your challah or something like that, that does not count. But the small air spaces, which are normal, and the bread is a certain amount of sponginess to it, that is included in the measurement of volume. That would mean, theoretically, if a person would crush it down and remove those air spaces, he'd be able to eat more. Because we measure this by volume, not by weight. It says in packaging, by weight, not by volume. By over here, it's by volume, and not by weight. There is an opinion of the Svarim in which they follow it by weight. We don't follow that. We measure it by volume. Smaller volume, you have more food. So if a person really, really is desperate, they can crush their cake into small pieces and then eat more cake that way. Number one. Number two, in regards to other ingredients, do we calculate the other ingredients into the calculation? We do just look at the flour. So the Mishnah Berurah raises a question on this, and the Minhag Olam is to count the other ingredients as well for this measurement. However, this does not include a filling. So if you have a pie, and there's a clearly distinct where the dough is and where the filling is, that filling is not taken into consideration for this calculation. So the amount of volume you would be looking at of your pie would be looking at the crust alone and not the filling. But if you have other ingredients which are actually part of the dough itself, that would be included as well. Have a good morning. I just wanted to make